escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. We don't call it 4 o'clock football anymore, but we're well in the midst of an hour of a little football chatter here from Foxborough.
And it does happen to be 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that fits.
Fits perfectly.
Yeah.
And as Channel 7 will tell you, football and four have the same first letter, which is alliteration, which is huge in media. Gets eyeballs, gets attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're in the midst of the 4 o'clock.
Like the Fitzy Five.
The Fitzy Five. Or if we wanted to change it today for a fill-in, we could do Stiz's Six. That sounds weird if you say
maybe
that.
Workshop that one.
So I was down at Gillette today, and as we've been doing, you know, Fitzy and I had one interview. Ted had an interview. We're trying to talk to some players, get them to the side, one-on-ones. Today was another first-year Patriot, a linebacker, not Robert Spillane. We've been there and done that with Ted during minicamp.
Yep.
Why am I Dr. Biding? What is his name?
Jack Gibbons.
Jack Gibbons.
Dr. Gibby is the nickname that you keep trying to say, and I could not stress enough that you should just say his name.
Well, I keep thinking, this is like an insight into my world. Dr. Gibby, in my mind, goes to Dr. Biddy, which I think of Dr. Biden, which was the vice president the first lady for Joe Biden. Like, all this is going through my head, and you wonder why I stumble over a name, because all those things were in my head.
No wonder you crack
mess.
A Miller as soon as you walk through the door, if that's what your brain is like.
Maybe I should crack less Millers and clean that up a little bit.
That was almost as bad as my playing third tonight or whatever my
thing was. No, that's what it's supposed to be.
It is. Yeah. See? So you should have an appreciation for what I have to sift through in this big old head of mine to land the plane sometimes. Anyway, Jack Gibbons, linebacker, who started his career in Tennessee.
Yep.
And worked his way up, became a Vrabel favorite, and clearly he likes him because he gets a job in New England, and he brings him with him to New England, and looks like he has a chance to be a part of this new-look veteran linebacker core they're building on defense. So Dr. Gibby, Jack Gibbons, linebacker for the Patriots, join me today down in Foxborough.
WEEI Afternoons back here at training camp down in Foxborough. Joining us today is Jack Gibbons, Patriots first-year linebacker. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when Mike Vrabel comes here, you obviously played for him in Tennessee. Was it just natural, like that's a place I'd be interested in going to stay with him, play with him again?
Yeah, definitely. It was exciting to get back with Vrabes and all this staff. Most of the defensive staff was with us in Tennessee, some of the offensive coaches. So it's just very familiar, and it felt like a good fit because I know that what they're looking for is kind of what I try to pride myself on. And as far as like just playing hard, playing with great technique, running to the ball, being a versatile player, like those are things that I like to pride myself on, and that's what they're looking for. So I felt like it was a good fit.
So you were a young player who kind of worked his way up in Tennessee under Vrabel. Does it feel good that you do that there and then he wants to bring you to a place where he's establishing a new defense culture team that he wanted you on that team?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely tried to be a part of the culture that we had down there, be someone that was driving it forward. And it feels good to be able to come and try to do that here. Kind of, there's a lot of great guys here. They had a great culture before, but we're trying to do things a little bit different. So definitely trying to show guys the ropes of how we're trying to do it under him. And kind of go from there.
What is a Mike Vrabel culture on defense? What's that all about?
I mean, it's all about effort and finish, I would say, is the number one thing. That's our team, first team key as far as a team, offense, defense, special teams. That's what we're talking about, is playing hard and playing for the guy next to you. And then after that, it's details, technique, fundamentals, and then just being smart, instinctive football players. I feel like those are kind of the three main.
So I was doing a little research on you, as we all do before we do interviews, and Dr. Gibby is your nickname. What's that all about?
Yeah, Vrabes likes guys to be prepared, and so he's not afraid to quiz people in front of the team, ask questions about the install, about their teammates, about anything. And so my rookie year, pretty early on, he's quizzing guys. I answered a few questions right, and he started calling me Dr. Gibby. I guess thought I was smart, and so trying to keep him thinking that I'm smart and hang on to that nickname as long as I can, I guess.
What do you, obviously smart, it's hard work, but what do you bring sort of physically to a defense? What's your style of play? How would you describe your style of play to a Patriots fan?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a very instinctive player, versatile player, can do a lot of different things. I play multiple positions, and then just going to be a guy who's always prepared, helping out the guys next to me, but also knowing the ins and outs of the defense so I can play fast and physical, and just going to run to the ball and play as physical as I can.
We keep hearing violence about this defense, that it wants to be violent. The D-linemen want to be violent. Does that fit into your style of play? Do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's kind of the same thing we were talking about in Tennessee. We want to, speed and violence. That's what we're looking for, and so that's definitely two things that I think if you play defense, you have to try to pride yourself on no matter what.
How does that play in training camp, first day of pads? Was it violent out there? It seemed like it was sort of a controlled atmosphere, you guys' first chance to get in pads.
Yeah, I think a lot of times first day, everybody's kind of amped up, kind of throwing their stuff around a little too much and can't. We're not playing with as much technique. I don't know. We got to go back and watch the film, but definitely want to be violent in everything that we do, first day to the last day. I mean, every time we touch the grass, we're trying to do that for sure.
I heard you talking in your press conference about the linebacker room, smart, some veterans. Robert Spillane's here with you as a newcomer. Jelani Tavai is a holdover. What's the dynamic in that room like right now?
Yeah, I was just saying earlier, we got a lot of veteran guys that have played a lot of football, a lot of guys that have started games, played in different systems, different places, and so it's been really cool to see just kind of everybody coming together, buying into this new system, but also being able to bounce ideas off each other, talk about how they did it somewhere else, different techniques, different ways to see the game that guys have, because everybody's got different perspectives right now. So I really love the dynamic we have in our room. It's a lot of smart guys that are buying in, but also can bring a lot to the table as far as different ideas.
So I'm a soft media member, so I've been complaining about like some belly sweat sitting up here watching you guys. How's the weather been so far?
I mean, we've had beautiful days so far. Last week, every day was nice, except for the walkthrough day was hot, but that's all right. A little warm out here today, but that's okay. I feel like I kind of like that when we get into the pads. Wanted to make it as hard as possible, make the practice hard so games can be a little easier for sure.
When do the dog days settle in? Obviously, today's first day in pads, so you get a little extra juice. When does it become monotonous or start to be a little grind?
I mean, it can get that way doing the same thing every day, but try to attack every day with enthusiasm and not let that happen. I think that's when you gotta have relationships outside of football. As far as in your room, you gotta get to know each other on a personal level so you can kind of build each other up, make each other laugh a little bit, kind of get yourself through that kind of
thing. How do you guys do that? I mean, we made a big deal about Drake May brings the receivers down to Charlotte, they throw a little bit, and we've seen all these tight end you and all these things popping up. But as a defense, as a group of linebackers, do you guys go out to dinner? How do you kind of build that off-field rapport?
Yeah, definitely like go out to dinner, go to the movies. Some guys play like pickleball and stuff. But even just hanging out in the building, eating meals together in the cafeteria, joking around before meetings in the meeting room, in the locker room, that type of stuff is invaluable for sure. You can build a bond here in the building when we're not out there on the field. So.
Are you a pickleball player?
I play a little bit, but not too much.
Who's the best? Who is?
I haven't played, but I heard Jelani is the best.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's Dr. Gibby, Jack Gibbons, new first-year Patriots linebacker, also part-time pickleball player here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
At least I got Dr. Gibby right when I was talking to the man in question. Didn't stumble it and bumble it there.
Did you need to call yourself a soft media member while you were setting up that question?
Well, we all know that I'm kind of a hard media member, hard oh heart here. So I was.
Thanks
just
for talking about your belly sweat in the middle of our interview.
It happens. I'm telling you, you need to come down there and feel. There's two layers of how hot it gets. The first is belly sweat.
Okay.
The second is the backside, when it starts to be crack sweat. When it starts to drip down there, you know it is a hot day. And it's funny because they're all happy with it. It's not that hot. It's not that warm, whatever. Yeah. We'll see as this week goes on because I think it's going to...
Tomorrow's going to get up there.
Yeah, it's going to get up there, Dr. Gibby.
Lovely.
So they're feeling it.
I can understand why he was... I was poking around on him a little bit when I saw you're going to be catching up with him. I can understand he was described as a fan favorite as soon as he got to Tennessee. Like when he got to camp, undrafted out of Minnesota... automatically was a guy that fans were rooting for, and he's right. I mean, he bounced around the depth chart a little bit, got some games starting on the left side and inside linebacker, but was predominantly a backup. But I mean, from everything we talk about, how this team doesn't have a ton of depth right now, that's the kind of makeup of a guy that I want to be depth, a rotational player at a position on my roster.
And we've now heard from Robert Spillane, who, a different level player. He's had, whatever, 300 tackles the last 2 years combined, starts a lot of games. He's your middle linebacker. Although I thought he looked a little slow in coverage today. Ramondre Stevenson smoked him pretty good two or three times.
Oh.
Now, I'm also a big believer there's no such thing as a coverage linebacker. I think it's virtually impossible.
Yeah.
These running backs are more athletic. They run straight at you. They have, you know, what they say, a three-way go. He can go left, he can go right. Like, what are you supposed to do when an athlete like that's running at you? But I thought he got beat a little bit. But Robert Spillane's your sort of higher-end guy. But no, those two guys in particular for a group that we talked about, personality last year, athleticism, I think you've advanced. I really think you have. I think you have a little potential for that group, assuming especially if the D-line is as good as it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Christian Barmore. That brings me to Christian Barmore.
Yeah, what do we got here?
Another day where he's just working on the side field. Like, everything's taking place, team, all this over here. He's off to the side field with one of the assistant coaches just doing pass rush reps and technique things, but they're clearly monitoring him. Now, I'm assuming it's a football monitoring, not a, because you obviously have to take into account the blood clots and all that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It doesn't seem like that. It seems like, because he was in full pads today. He was out there, just something, like, you never know, a muscle injury, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But just, again, not ideal for a team that, A, doesn't have a lot of top-line players, and, B, doesn't have a lot of depth.
Right.
So Christian Gonzalez limps off. Christian Barmore is a part-time contributor. I mean, that right there, those should be two of your three to five best players on defense.
Yeah, other than Williams and Carlton Davis, who, again, we're also not talking about yet.
Correct.
So that's out of those four, there's three where you can poke holes in it already. Not to be, you know, negative in the middle of July, but those are
Chicken Little Andy. That's what they called me on the text line. Chicken Little Andy. The sky's falling. I didn't say the sky was falling.
That's too bad, and an unnecessary shot at your height, but I digress.
Also, yes. But also, I will continue to say, I'm going to tell you what I see, good and bad. Like, I see a great throw from Drake May to Pop Douglas. Love it. Great throw. He's showing you what he can do. I also can tell you he was under pressure, and I don't think it's great if all his throws come under pressure, as you said, trying to decide whether I'm scrambling or throwing on the run here.
Right.
Like, at some point, you want to get to consistent pass plays. But, you know, the receivers, Kayshon Booty, great that he's toasting Christian Gonzalez. I actually think that's great for him. The big takeaway from that is, you're toasting an all-pro corner.
Yeah, for sure.
We've said that. The one place where you can say the measuring stick is really good, maybe the interior line.
Yeah.
If you're blocking the defensive tackles, Barmore, when he's out there, Milton Williams, okay, that's a really good
test.
But for
your skill players, for your skill players in a room that we just talked about is regarded as one of the worst in the league.
Correct. So I'm just going to tell you what I see if you want to call me a homer on some days when it's all positive. For example, Parker Romo, who dropped his first name and now is using his middle name as his first name or whatever the hell's going on. Anyway,
The three names, by the way.
I didn't either. For serial killer or like person who assassinates presidents or things like that.
I was going to go actor, but yeah, you go that side instead.
Oh, yeah, you could have done that.
I could have. You chose not to.
More negative. Parker Romo was the only kicker today.
Yep.
He took six field goals, nailed all of them, extending from like 30-plus yards to just over 50-plus yards. And you remember, this comes on the heels of last Thursday, was it, that Borregales was not good.
Right.
Was shanking balls, missing the net. I just thought it was interesting that the only guy out there today was the veteran guy. I'm not saying we're going down any road, but just because he was drafted, we've seen in New England, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be the next great kicker in New England.
Yeah.
It worked with Steven Gostkowski. It hasn't worked since when they've drafted a kicker. And you got a veteran that it's at least putting his best foot forward to compete for the job.
Like the pun. And it was Curran who said to you guys last week, you know, the old guys are always the best kickers. I mean, there is something to that, especially with how much draft capital has been sent out the door by the team in order to still not have an answer at that position. It's kind of in the same vein as we talked about on the offensive line. Like, okay, so you couldn't lure X, Y, and Z, at least at league average kicker, out to solve one of the many roster issues you have. You couldn't, with your $60 million of remaining cap space, have overspent a little bit to at least secure this position for an offense that may struggle to move up the field a little bit. I don't know. Seems a bit of an oversight.
All right, coming up, we'll have a couple more notes on the afternoon, including a couple fumble situations that are not ideal for a team that is spending a lot of time working on ball security early in practices. Securing the ball on offense, pulling the ball out on defense is a priority for Mike Vrabel's teams, and yet they have some fumble issues. And we'll put it all together this hour to give you our updated record predictions for the season. Did I move it up? Was things good today? Do I move it down? You might want to get ready for that one. That's next year.
I wonder where we're going.
On WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Go out to dinner, go to the movies. Some guys play like pickleball and stuff. But even just hanging out in the building, eating meals together. They're in the cafeteria, joking around before meetings in the meeting room, in the locker room. That type of stuff is invaluable for sure. You can build a bond here in the building when you're not out there on the field.
Of course, that is Jack Gibbons, Dr. Gibby. Down on the practice fields of Foxborough today.
Nailed it.
With us here on WEEI Afternoons, an exclusive one-on-one with the new Patriots linebacker.
Yes, he was taller than I was, if you're in the Twitch chat. No, I wasn't standing on my tippy toes. Jeez. No,
people are very superficial.
Yeah.
No, they said milk crate. You were standing on a milk crate.
Now, I'll be honest, he's a tall linebacker. He's
6'3", 242.
You see him in the middle of the field, like he's a tall linebacker, got some coverage ability. He's a big, long body in the middle of the field that we'll see. Maybe it helps him. Maybe it doesn't. So we're going to get to our updated predictions for win totals based on everything we've seen. And I guess we need to kind of roll in the weekend. Saturday was a up and down workout. There were some highs, some lows coming off a walkthrough on Friday. And now they're in pads today as they kind of continue the progression. You had the day off on Sunday. Drake May has looked mostly good. I wasn't there on Saturday, though. It was inconsistent was the word I heard there. Like, some of the wow throws were really nice.
Yeah.
Missed some shorter throws and intermediate throws.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either, because that's where you're going to make your money. Yeah. You don't live on the wow throws. You have to be... Tom Brady is great because he was boring. He could hit Julian Edelman. He could hit Wes Welker. He could hit James White out of the backfield. You need to master the simple stuff, because if you master the 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards, you'll be fine.
Right.
If you master the long ball, people will say you're cool and you'll have highlights and you won't be that good over the totality of your career.
And it doesn't fix the offensive line, but it at least takes a little bit of pressure off of it, because you're getting the ball out quickly. You're making sure you're getting positive plays, less that you're running backs, you know, all these things. I'm not saying anything groundbreaking, but yeah, all those things come together. So I don't love that, because I just don't think he's going to have a lot of time to air the ball out like that.
Correct.
Anyways.
I don't even know if he has a lot of guys that are really suited to get down the field and go get the football.
That's also a fair point.
The rapport with Booty last year, there was seemingly a right sideline, drop it in the bucket, Drake made a Booty kind of thing. But Pop Douglas, does he want to make his money catching deep balls down the field? No, he wants to make it, you know, within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, catch and run and stuff like that.
Looked pretty good when he tried over the weekend.
He did, but who was he beating?
Was it Gonzalez again?
No, it was Kyle Duggar.
Oh, well.
Kyle Duggar.
Nothing you can do about that.
Right. Falls in line.
What was it, 140 out of 155 he was ranked among safeties? So, we should have given more credence to him as a surprise cut when we did that a couple of weeks
back. Is his ankle still bothering him? Because that's the excuse train I heard last year was that, oh, a guy's got an ankle injury. He's gotten it out. Okay, just we're a year later.
Yeah, still kind of.
This is the longest sprained ankle I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yep.
So we need to update it. I believe I was back up to 8-9. Late last week on Thursday, 8-9 record. Yes, Diz?
Last we have was from a few days ago. Andy, you are at 8 and Nick at 9.5.
Wait, okay. So you're at how many wins?
8 wins.
Got it. Just making sure.
9 losses. Okay. Stiz has a document. He's keeping track of every one of these.
Yeah.
Nick's at 9.5 wins. We'll get a Ted Johnson update tomorrow. But I
9.5. My God.
I got to go in the negative direction. And the only question in my head is, am I going a full game or a half game?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a full game.
Wow. No way.
The tackles aren't making me feel good.
Okay.
The wide receivers, I'm seeing more drops from Diggs. I'm seeing Kyle Williams just kind of flounder in irrelevancy at practice, not really standing out since day one. A couple drops I don't like. The kicking situation is going towards a weird battle where it feels like it could be like the reverse of quarterback a year ago, where we're all thinking, oh, Parker Romo won the job. And they're like, no, we're keeping the guy we drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, he wasn't as good. No, but we're keeping the guy we drafted because we drafted him.
It's not necessarily becoming a battle to be your starter. It's a battle to see who gets cut.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
As they continue to fall down. Okay, I'm going to ask something of you because we've had a lot of holes that we've poked in the Patriots.
Okay.
How many positives have you seen from the Patriots through your observations at camp so far? I want to see how many you can list off.
Individual positives?
Yes.
Hunter Henry's a positive.
Okay.
The screen, he had a catch and run. Hunter Henry just looks like Hunter Henry.
Okay, that's one.
Roll out of bed. The coaching staff, I like the overall coaching vibe.
Okay.
That's Vrabel straight on down through. Ramondre Stevenson looks like to me he's got a bounce in his step. He also looks like he's fixating on ball security. He's going to make sure he holds on to the damn football.
That's good.
Yeah?
That's a good that maybe fans weren't even expecting to be a good at this point in camp.
Travion Henderson has some bounce in his giddy up. He can play out wide. He can catch the ball. He did fumble today, and it looked like it cost him some reps afterwards. But no, this is positive.
Okay, yeah.
He has upside. I'm taking to the positives here.
We're up to 4.
The front 7 pass rush specific, the edge, that might be my biggest takeaway. That might actually be number 1. I did not expect to be impressed by Harold Landry and by Le'Veon Chason.
Yeah.
I keep saying Chason the quarterback because
he's
pretty
sure
doing
it's Ka'Le'Veon.
Ka'Le'Veon. Yeah. What did I say?
Le'Veon.
Drop the K.
Like Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, it's, you know, if you anything before the apostrophe is optional. When
and
you
their
say
defensive
it.
Coordinator's name is?
Terrell Williams.
Nailed it. Continue.
Thank you. So, yeah, the pass rush, the edge guys have been tremendous. Linebacker is absolutely an upgrade athletically, attitude-wise. You're not writing these down. Weren't you writing these down?
Yeah, I'm up to front 7 pass rush. I was listening to your explanation.
Okay, now linebacker. Now I'm on the inside linebackers.
Okay.
It's totally different. This is another positive.
Oh, my God. I wrote down the one word that you were saying.
More positives. So I got that.
You're up to 6.
Wide receiver position. Could surprise for the positive. Pop Douglas has been really good. Stephon Diggs, we said, has absolute upside. And Kyle Williams could contribute. And Kayshon Booty. There's 4 guys I like right there. What I've seen so far in totality through a week of training camp practices. How many is that up to?
That is up to 7. The last one I wrote, wide receiver position could surprise, and in parentheses, 4 guys with an exclamation point.
Okay, let's go positive. Drake May's been good.
Okay.
Even under pressure, and, you know, we're going to have to figure out, and how will it play out in the regular season? I don't know.
Yeah.
When the guys are running full speed into his back and he needs to be carted off, that won't be good.
If nothing else, excuse train, I will board it while saying this. His only experience in the NFL is under immense amount of pressure.
Like that 12-second play or whatever.
Yeah.
You might need more of those, run around for your life, throw. But his ability is there. He has the ability. And I know we always say the tools, it's going to be about how he puts it together.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's also nice to just acknowledge it. He has the ability.
Right.
Like if we're going to say Jalen Polk doesn't have the ability, right? We say that all the time. I don't see anything in him. He's not fast. He's not quick. He doesn't get open. Well, we also have to acknowledge that Drake May has all the ability.
There you go.
Has the tools.
You're up to 8 things.
How many more you need?
That's
I might
a good
be
list.
Running out. That's why I'm asking.
That's just a good. I honestly, just for the sake, because there are so many different things that we were sold on in the offseason that don't really seem to be coming together. But I was curious to see how far you could go in terms of things that you watch, having watched good and bad football teams, that you say, all right, this is a reason why I as a fan can at least be intrigued by what is happening.
And for that reason, I'm subtracting a solid win from the win total. They are now a 7-10 football team in my mind, because I'm sorry. Christian Gonzalez limped off with a hamstring injury. That just feels like a bad start, some sort of omen black cloud.
Yeah.
Christian Barmore is working off to the side by himself. The tackles aren't that good. There's drops at wide receiver. There's just a lot that I need to see cleaned up from a team. And the biggest one, Ted brought it up the other day, sort of a big umbrella. The depth of this team is non-existent.
Yes.
You start with questions, and the questions just get bigger as guys get hurt or banged up or change. So I'm down to that.
Well, okay.
What's your win total? You want to adjust it?
Yeah, sure. I was at 8. And I have not participated to this point, so I'm going to drop it down a half win because I get a contact high from you being so negative. So 7.5 will be my win total that I am adjusting to.
You got those stiz? Are you in there? And does it just say 17-0 or something next to yours?
No, I'm at 7.
North Carolina one.
I'm at 7. I've been at 7 since the beginning. You know, I just don't. I don't see things being much better.
Have I asked you who wins more games, the Patriots or North Carolina?
That is a pretty looking question.
Okay, why don't we let's put a pin in that? We'll revisit. I'll give you some time to think about it, do some research. But that'll be your homework assignment. Who wins more games, UNC or the New England Patriots? Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the drive. We need to get back to this Christian Gonzalez injury and talk about the Red Sox winning games against the Dodgers. How we feel about those apples, huh? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoon.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.